Welcome back. Head back to your calls shortly on 1300 736 736. But football is better than ever. Don't miss the Hyundai A-League, where heroes are made. Melbourne City has had to adjust to a condensed fixture with two games on the road in the space of 4 days, and their head coach, Eric Mombatz, isn't going to travel for the games, with Patrick Kisnorbo now to take charge for the matches. And Patrick Kisnorbo has been good enough to join me, Melbourne City coach now, or manager, if you like. Welcome to you, Patrick. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Weird circumstances. Was Eric Mombatz a little worried, given the demographic that he's in, to travel? Is that, or am I guessing at that?
No, I think first and foremost through this time, you know, I think family is very important. And obviously his wife is due back to travel to Melbourne. And, you know, we here at Melbourne City, the club, the staff and all the players are in full support of him, because, you know, his wife's arriving today to Melbourne. So, you know, we support him in his decision to pick up his wife, because we know, you know, the global situation at the moment, and, you know, that's very important.
Obviously, there's a lot of different circumstances that the players and the coaching staff and the team in general has to cope with. It must be reasonably tough, given that the circumstances almost change with each passing hour.
Yeah, it's difficult. But, you know, we've travelled away, and, you know, end of the day, we have a job to do. And, you know, over the next 4 days, it's going to be a testing time for the players and staff. But, you know, we've come here with a job to do, and we want to, you know, perform at our best as much as we can.
Talking about the NBL players, having NBL players from overseas with overseas family wanting to get back, and what's happening overseas is a lot worse in many countries than what's happening here right now. How are the A-League players that are from overseas handling it, and those with family overseas as well that might think that, you know, going about their business with a soccer ball is not first and foremost in the world of importance right now?
Yeah, look, I think we're doing everything we can to make them feel comfortable as much as we can. We also have staff that obviously have family abroad. Again, it's difficult times, but, you know, this is where, as a group, you know, we try to stay as close as we can together to support, you know, everyone in need.
And you've got family from overseas too, haven't you, Patrick? Is that right? You have your mother was Italian, is that correct?
Yeah, so obviously I'm half Italian, half Mauritian. And, you know, obviously on the Italian side, we have family up north with my grandmother, my grandfather's sister and all their cousins and stuff. So, again, you know, things are tough, but, you know, my immediate family here are in Melbourne, which is, you know, probably most important for us. So, you know, again, they're in a good state, but obviously, you know, around the world it's very sad.
Absolutely, it is. You take on the Mariners tonight, so you've got to flick your switch and actually take your mind off what's happening elsewhere and try and get your mind on what's happening on the grass.
Yeah, look, again, like we said, you know, things are changing, you know, every hour or day by day. But for us, it's been the same, you know, pretty much since day one of pre-season. You know, we have a job to do, and, you know, we have a desire to do well. And that continues, obviously, with tonight's game. The only thing is, obviously, there is no crowd. But end of the day, you know, we really want to perform well for our fans that are watching, you know, on their TVs.
Talking to Patrick Kisnorbo, who is taking the reins as the coach of Melbourne City tonight, with Eric Mombatz unable to take his part on the plane to get there and travel because his wife coming to the country. Will you adjust the game plan with some tinkerings that you like, Patrick, or will you try and stick as much as possible to exactly what Eric wants you to stick to? And will he be in touch with you by phone?
Yeah, look, nothing will change. Obviously, you know, Eric's in charge. I'm just, you know, filling in for the next game. Yeah, I've spoke to him already, which is great. But the messaging is the same as we've been doing all week. So, you know, in the day, we just have to go out there and play 90 minutes.
What are the rules in the A-League? Is he allowed to send you a text or two about getting a guy on or getting a guy off?
I think there's a no phone policy, so right. It's a bit hard, but. Yeah, look, I'll speak to him before the game and see if there's any changes that need to be done. But I think the players are aware of what needs to be done and the game plan for tonight's game.
Appreciate your time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
Patrick Kisnorbo, Melbourne City senior assistant, who will coach tonight and on Monday in the absence of Eric Mombart. The Hyundai A-League, that's where heroes are made. Up next, what happens next for National Tiles?